Get exclusive video content when you follow the Pop Culture Show on Instagram. Unlock full video interviews and video bits you can't get anywhere else. Instagram.com/thepopcultureshow.
Well, let us start celebrity sleaze. I guess one of the bigger stories this week is the announcement of Bill and Melinda Gates' divorce. Where do we even begin? You know, they're calling this whole gray divorce phenomenon. I don't know if you guys have been reading about this, but you know, couples that have been together 25 years or more, kind of going their separate ways. But how do you divide their billions? They were talking about how much will the kids get? Will it affect their inheritance? Will the kids get, how much will they get after the divorce? I guess they waited until their kids were a certain age to announce this, apparently not living together or really being a couple. So I think he has a girlfriend too, doesn't he?
I think it was pretty out there that he has a girlfriend.
So.
Have either of you ever been to Kurt Cobain's house in Seattle?
Kurt Cobain's?
I drove by it.
If you stop there, there's a little park on the way up to the house, and you can look across the whatever that is, lake, river, whatever, right at his house. It's the biggest freaking monstrosity I've ever seen. It's huge.
Really?
Yeah, I imagine.
Next time you're in Seattle, go to Cobain's house, which is a trip all in itself, just sitting out there feeling the vibe. But then you can look across and see Gates' house.
Yeah. I guess when you're into the billions and you split billions, you're still a billionaire.
Right.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah. It's like when Bezos, the money he gave his now ex, is nothing.
Exactly.
For him.
So I don't know if you guys saw the cover of Vogue with Billie Eilish, who really looked unrecognizable. She was really glamorous.
Mm-hmm.
Blonde hair, tattoo, sultry. And she's basically saying, hey, be who you want to be. You shouldn't try to be a person that your old self would be. You should be exactly who you feel like you are and want to be in that moment. I thought she looked gorgeous. By the way, I don't know if you saw this or not, but when she posted the Vogue cover, it reached 1 million likes in just 6 minutes. The fastest
Incredible.
Ever at Instagram to 1 million likes.
Damn, talk about people at the edge of their seats. 6 minutes.
Really? Right. Did you see it, Barnes? I thought she looked great,
I haven't
actually.
Seen it yet.
And they showed a bunch of pictures of her in different poses, but she looked really beautiful. Did you see the story about Kelly Osbourne? And Kelly after 4 years of sobriety, I guess she decided to start partying again. She was on Dax Shepard's podcast, Armchair Expert. She said, I was misprogrammed. The 12 steps helped me grow up. When quarantine happened and the world changed, I started to change too. And then apparently she started drinking again. And she said, last weekend, I found myself, are you ready for this? This was a wake-up call for Kelly Osbourne. I found myself covered in ranch dressing by my friend's pool, sunburnt, looking like crud. That's when you know things have gone too far.
Yeah.
Did you know there was another sister that stayed away from all of this?
Yeah, Amy, she was never on the show. If you remember, she was never on the reality show. And I guess they don't speak. They don't have a lot in common.
She's out doing interviews now.
Amy's probably the normal one.
Yeah, apparently.
Another Marilyn Manson story. Sued, this time accused of sexual assault, violating human trafficking laws in a new lawsuit filed by Game of Thrones actress Esma Bianco. This just keeps piling on and on and on. Even a suit from his former manager violated the Trafficking Victims Protection Act.
I just don't think he's going to recover. Not that he was like at the forefront of pop culture anyway.
Is he saying anything to defend himself?
I don't think so.
He's been kind of quiet, right?
I don't think so. But these women have been, I guess, teaming up with Evan Rachel Wood, if you remember, the actress who was his longtime girlfriend, in supporting the Phoenix Act, the California law that expands rights for domestic abuser survivors. Yeah, because immediately when this story came out, remember, he was dropped by his label, his manager. He was removed from a lot of different TV projects, as he should.
Hope he saved his money.
Olympia Dukakis, the Academy Award winner for Moonstruck, died at the age of 89. Still no word on why she passed, but so many actors and actresses have been coming out supporting her, including Cher, because if you remember, they were in Moonstruck together.
I never saw Moonstruck, by the way.
Oh, you'd love it. Yeah, you know what? Cher, great actress.
Yeah.
Are you guys familiar with Josh Duggar? The guy who was with on that reality show, 19 Kids and
He's
Counting.
In trouble. Yeah,
released from jail on bond after he was arrested last week on child porn charges. What's really sad is his wife is pregnant with their seventh child. Arrested in November.
Ugh.
Homeland Security arrested him on his, I guess he works at a car dealership or owns a car dealership, and they found all this stuff on his laptop, his desktop computer. He was going into these dark sites. I mean, really dark child porn sites. He's going to be in prison forever.
And just awful. I mean, the guy's got 19 kids of his own. Just makes you a little, ooh.
It's bad for a lot of people. It really is.
This is Mental Health Awareness Month, and a lot of actors and actresses are coming out, you know, speaking up and being really open-minded about their anxiety and depression levels, which helps other people be able to speak up as well. Kendall Jenner is the latest, and she talked to a lot of people on YouTube about her struggles.
I remember being really young, I'd say like 8, 9, 10, like around that time, and I remember having shortness of breath and going to my mom and telling her that. In hindsight, now I know that that was obviously anxiety. I think being overworked and like being in the situation that I'm in now is kind of what like set it out of control in a way. I've had times where I feel like I need to be rushed to the hospital because I think that like my heart's failing and I can't breathe and I need like someone to like help me. Sometimes I think I'm dying. Sometimes parts of my body will go numb and it can be really, intense and scary.
She's my favorite Jenner, by the way. I really like Kendall. Another story about somebody ripping somebody off, this time Childish Gambino's being sued over one of his biggest songs.
Oh, not him.
Yeah, this rapper named Kid West claims that Donald Glover, a.k.a. Childish Gambino, his alter ego, ripped off his song, This Is America. West says 2 years ago, This Is America, when it was released, he had a song out called Made in America with a nearly identical chorus and similar lyrical themes.
If this was an audio court of law, I'll let you, too, be the jury. Here is the original one. This is like a 15-second clip of Kid West and his song.
I'm making a mission. I'm made in America. Flex on the radio. It made me a terrorist. Pessimist niggas. You should just cherish this. 2016 rappers, yeah. You should beware of this. I'm making a mission. Made in America, flex on the radio.
So 2 years later, here's Childish Gambino. You tell me.
This is America. Don't catch you slipping, no. Don't catch you slipping, no. Look what I'm whipping, no. This is America. Don't catch you slipping, no. Look how I'm living, no. Police be tripping, no. Yeah, this is America. Guns in my area. I got the strap.
Hey.
There you go.
Mm. Wow, Cubby.
Guilty?
I mean, it's,
that's
it's a pretty wicked video, by the way. But yeah, I think that sounds a little
awfully alike.
Kid West was saying they ran it through some like musicologists and like there are even technical similarities to the entire, you know, vibe, rhythm, the changes between verse, chorus, that stuff.
Yeah, Kid West said that he uploaded it to SoundCloud in 2016. Interesting. We'll see what happens there. Ellen DeGeneres is living with Courteney Cox.
What?
It's not what you think. It's not what you think. She said she's staying at her house because she recently sold her Beverly Hills home. So she's homeless, which is interesting. I mean, I would think she would have multiple homes, right, at this point?
Yeah. What's going on with her, by the way? You think that show has much longer?
I don't know what's happening because people are still going on the show.
Are the ratings down?
I've heard they're down.
Kelly Clarkson, kind of the new Ellen, really.
She's so positive, too. People love, and I love Kelly Clarkson.
I do, too.
You know, people went crazy when Snoop was on The Voice. Like, people loved that he was on The Voice. Would he do it permanently? He said, if they pay me $12 to $15 million
right.
a season, that's doable.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
is, by the way, what they pay those judges.
Really?
Yeah.
They're like 15?
Yeah, a season.
Wow.
And speaking of bankrolling it, Jessica Alba, you know, she has that company, The Honest Company. She's had that for years, by the way. But it went public on Wednesday and raised $413 million in its IPO. She herself owns more than 5.6 million shares of The Honest Company, now worth $130 million as of the closing price. So she's going to receive a one-time $2.6 million dividend and will be getting a base salary of $700,000 starting next year.
Hey, a music side note. I was thinking about the music industry from a few seconds ago, and I don't know if the general public knows that people who are in kind of the program director, music director, the voice is what made me think of it, in that role in radio stations, they have the ability to basically pick, use their ears and their vibe to see if they can pick hits and how big they will be. And they every year had a prize where you won a car. And
right.
Did either of you ever win a car?
No.
I came in number three one time.
I came in second.
I won some money. Yeah, Leslie did really well, too.
Didn't Sean Demery win a car?
Yes. I don't know if he took the cash equivalent or, but anyway.
Yeah.
And I had another friend.
And then the FCC squashed that whole thing.
Had another friend who won the car, and at the time, I think it was like a Corvette. But yeah, you guys were in the top few, so these people have ear cred, people. Ear cred.
It was fun.
You guys could easily be on The Voice.
Yeah, well, man, that'd be fun.
Now, have you seen the photos, the dad bod photos? Will Smith showing how much weight he gained during the pandemic. He proudly put it on display on social media. Looks like a different Will Smith. And then Mark Wahlberg, you know, he's gaining weight for a new role. His personal chef revealed that he is eating 8 meals a day at about 7,000 calories in order to gain weight. It's like this extreme 6-week transformation.
I mean, he's playing a bodybuilder. I mean, for him, that's what he does already.
To me, if I had a role and I had to gain weight, that'd be the best part of the whole thing. So, the losing weight gigs are
tough. Mark Wahlberg.
Just say that.
Yeah.
It's for a role. They want me to plump up. You know,
yeah, because Wahlberg's doing it for a role, but like Will Smith just gained weight.
Right. But some people gave Will Smith a hard time about that, saying just because you gain a little weight, you know, doesn't mean that's bad. You got to be comfortable in your own body.
I know. It's come on, people on social media.
He did it when he played Muhammad Ali. He did. He gained a bunch of weight, but it was muscle. But I mean, he gained a ton of weight.
Now, we know J-Lo likes to remain friends with her exes, right? Well, apparently, guess who's been going over to the house?
Yeah, good old Ben.
Woo, Ben Affleck's been going over to the house. I guess, little Escalade has been dropping him off at the back door, and they've been secretly having meetings.
It's 2003.
Just friends.
It's been like 1 week, and dude's already lurking. First, he gets busted on a dating app, and then he's creeping behind J-Lo's house.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? I think J-Lo said that, mom always loved him. Mom always loved him.
Oh, really? Boy. Here we go.
He got away. So interesting.
Remember Bennifer? That was.
Yeah, that's right.
Those were the days. I know. Yep. But speaking of, like Pete Davidson, how is he still grabbing all these gorgeous actresses and singers? He says, you know what? I'm just really honest. Here's all he goes. And the first thing he does, first date, is says, here's all my issues. Here's the therapist names. And he said, some people can't handle it and other people think it's refreshing.
Pete Davidson does not care, by the way. He was up at the radio station last week. I wasn't at the station, but we have some of our radio stations back working out of the studio. And he was at our urban station, Power 105.1. And an employee came up to him and said, can I take a picture? I've been vaccinated. He's like, oh, I don't care if I've been vaccinated or not. Come on in, take a picture. He just has zero Fs, man.
He just seems like such a good guy.
He doesn't care.
Yeah.
And do you guys, I have a little list here of the best sitcoms of all time. And I'm going to go through the top 10. If you want to guess any of the greatest sitcoms of all time.
I have to bow out of this because I talked about this on my radio show and I already know number one.
Okay. Were you surprised by number one?
I was, but it's been on forever, so I kind of get it, but I was.
Yeah, well, The Simpsons was number 10. I actually thought that would have been higher.
Me too.
Cheers at 9, Seinfeld at 8. To me, that could have been number one. I Love Lucy at 7. Number 6, All in the Family. MASH at 5. The Mary Tyler Moore Show at 4. Number 3, The Honeymooners. This one was surprising. Parks and Recreation, number 2?
Yeah, I didn't get that.
And number 1 was the Larry...
I was going to guess. Larry Sanders Show?
Actually, Leslie, I have breaking news.
It's not number 1?
I think you're doing it the other way around. Larry Sanders, I think, is number 10.
Okay.
I think Simpsons is number 1.
This is number 1.
How is Larry Sanders number 1? Where's Happy Days? The hell?
I mean, literally, this is like 1 to 10. I'm looking at this printout right now.
Uh-oh, we have a showdown. Cubby.
Let's go.
I'm not saying Leslie's wrong, but I did a list.
Man,
it was the same you did, except Larry Sanders was number 10 and The Simpsons was number 1.
That makes more sense. That Simpsons would be number 1.
Hang on, I'm looking.
Is this your list? Is this from Rolling Stone? I forgot who did it.
Yeah.
Oh, Cubby, Google it. We need to settle this right now because you, one of you have just made a bunch of listeners.
Look. I know people can't see because we have no video, but.
Well, then, all right. I'm looking at what Leslie's showing me, and in Leslie's defense, that is what the prep service we use has, but they're wrong.
They have to be wrong because The Simpsons has to be number one. They totally wrote
this. On the list
I
have, Larry Sanders was number 10 and Simpsons number one. So whoever did that was completely drunk.
Yeah, that's strange.
I love your list much better. Yeah, let's say The Simpsons is number one. Thanks, guys. That's your celebrity sleaze.
Boy, how quickly. Somebody, you know, Larry Sanders fans were like, yes! No. Quickly.
Big tease.
We have to bring something serious up that came through our Twitter stream. There is a very big movement right now to save MacGyver.
Now, it's been going on for weeks.
Now, MacGyver has been saving us for how long?
Three decades?
Decades. So this latest iteration, which, where does it film, Cubby?
Atlanta.
Yeah. It's been on CBS for 5 years, and now they have yanked it. The show has had strong ratings, but they have had, if you listen to Celebrity Sleaze, they have had some drama. They had to throw out the last showrunner. There were all kind of allegations, even made by Lucas Till, the guy who plays MacGyver, who was a kid actor who came up through the Atlanta scene and hit it big with that series. But their people are passionate, and you know, CBS has kind of dumped them to the wayside with lack of promotion, like the showrunner change, a bunch of different stuff has happened, and now they just said, they do what they do with these shows. They just say, screw it, we're out. Probably only for 2 weeks later to have a reboot. Right, Leslie?
Well, I was going to say, I wonder if another network or cable channel could pick it up. That's what we did with Nashville.
That's right. And you got, so Leslie, you're the perfect person to save MacGyver. Mm-hmm.
We could put MacGyver on CMT.
Give that mofo a cowboy hat and change the whole damn thing. Just game on.
It's funny how true fans come out at the end. You know, it's like when a radio station changes format.
Yeah.
You know, what happened? Well, why'd you guys, like, where were you when we needed ratings?
I know.
Where are you guys?
Well, they're not going down without a fight, and they are very loud on social media. So use the hashtag Save MacGyver. And post it on Twitter or Instagram. Help these guys save their show. And we told them we would bring it up. And so here it is. They've got a, you can go to savemacgyver.com to learn about the campaign. And you can also sign the petition, which they already have thousands of people who have signed it. So that's pretty cool. Help those guys out. Save MacGyver. So just go to savemacgyver.com or go to change.org and just look for. It's, I think it's CBS-Save MacGyver.
Don't go to Save MacGruber.
We go there, too.
The SNL skit?
Yeah, everybody needs help.
Wanna get intimate? Subscribe to The Pop Cult at thepopcultureshow.com and get VIP insider access to the show with bonus content, exclusive videos, and freebies. Anything happening on the show will come to you first. Sign up free and join The Pop Cult at thepopcultureshow.com.